Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Sometimes I climb so far, only to backslide. Lord, I may be sliding back, but I will not abandon you.
Are you glad to be here? Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, the presence of God is so overwhelming. I feel so small when I come into the presence of God. I feel so inadequate. But His grace is adequate. His grace is enough for the weak people like us. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you learned something about the honor of God in the past couple of days? I'd like to recommend you get the CD or get it from the podcast and listen to it again and again. And teach your children, teach people in your care group, share with people who don't show up here. I believe that the subject of the honor of God is very important at this time of church history. We will not see great revival if we don't know how to honor God and honor the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Many times I notice by looking at the website, the YouTube, looking at the TV, God's people treat the church and treat the worship service like an entertainment time. At a time of coming to be blessed and entertainment, have somebody come up with a good speaker, with what you call the inspirational speaker, and come up and hype up people and make people feel good, make people feel so good and feel so entertained. And they left and they went home. And nothing changed. I don't want entertainment. I want the presence of God. I don't want to hype people up. I want the reality of God. Amen. I promise God that I will not use the work of my flesh to build a church. I'm not going to come up to hype people up and do things to stimulate your mind and your physical flesh. But I want the Holy Spirit to be the one who minister to you and change you, because we want to honor God. This is not religious, but it's relationship. Amen. We will continue to talk this morning about honorable qualities. Last night, we were talking about one of the qualities is righteousness. God wants us to love what is right in His sight. God wants us to do what is good in His sight. And how do you know what is right? We know by knowing the truth. When we know the truth shall set us free. And that truth will reveal to us what is right in the eyes of God. What is good in the eyes of God. In fact, I just shared with somebody a few days ago that I actually learned about revival, about the move of God from a pastor named Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. And I remember the first few years when I went to his meeting, he always shoot the cow of religion in his preaching. He pulled out his spiritual gun and keep shooting the cow of religion in the meeting. And at that time, I didn't fully understand why this man, this pastor, always preach against religion. Until this year, it dawned on me that religion is opposite to the Spirit of God. And the devil tried all this century, all these 2,000 years, to put religion into the church. If it's in religion, I would not come up and cry here. I have to get up and really show that I'm a leader. I will not be broken like this in front of public. And religion can turn the word righteousness of God into legalism, into what to do, what not to do, all the laws, instead of relationship with God. We need to know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Unfortunately, many people, even Christians, reject the truth. And if you don't embrace the truth, you open yourself up to embrace the lies of the enemy. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, the coming of the lawless one, mean the Antichrist. We are approaching the end time. And the Antichrist gonna come into the world. And not only the Antichrist himself, but the spirit of the Antichrist is working all over the world right now. The Antichrist is coming in according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. You can see the word lying wonders. The Antichrist or demons or Satan can perform signs and wonders. And when you see signs and wonder from Antichrist or from demons, you will wonder, but they are lying wonders. In other words, those signs and wonder would take you to lies, to deception. I have seen so many good friends, so many Christians that I know of, that are searching for signs and wonders, and they went into the wrong way. And they were deceived by the enemy, because they did not know the truth in the Bible. The more we know the Bible, the more we know the Word, the more protection we will have against the lies of the enemy. And if we want to be honorable people, we need to reject the lies. We need to embrace the truth. Every sign and wonder that you see, and every motive behind signs and wonder, every outcome of sign and wonder must be measured by the Word of God. I give you an example like this. If I say to you, whoever have $1,000 come out right now, I will pray for you first to get healing. You know right away, the sign and wonder that I'm going to give to you is not from God. Because the motive behind my laying on of hand is your money. You see? That is lie. That is a lying wonders. We need to make sure that the vessel that bring the signs and wonder to you give glory only to Jesus, and with the right motive. In fact, yesterday, when I was driving to church, and I say, wow, the camp this year is starting now, year 2007. I'm excited about this camp. And the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. He say like this, this camp is all about God. It's not about organization. It's not all about any human being or any man reputation. It's all about God. I want to see signs and wonders, but it's from God. And the signs and wonders must go along with the truth of God. You can see signs and wonders nowadays everywhere. You turn on the TV, you can see psychic phenomena. People can give you future. You call them up and they can tell you future, but that lies and that prediction come from demons. Amen. I thank God for the fire of God, that God give us the fire. I remember talking to one member of River of Life Church in Bangkok. This man was a member of another church for a long time, but he never grow. He would never really change. And one day he came to Rivers of Life Church. The Holy Spirit touched him even without laying on of hand. Demon come out of him. He stopped smoking, stopped drinking. He was a Christian for a long time. And after that Sunday, he went back to his ex-church. And he was so shocked because God opened his eye to see in this vision, in that day, that demons are around everyone in the church. like a monkey stand on somebody's shoulder, and there is a monkey, like a monkey demon on the head of the pastor, and that monkey protrude the tongue out and make fun of him like this. And he was so shocked that demons everywhere in that church, demon of religions, demon of pride, demon of lies, demon of all kind of things. And I was crying to God a while ago that thank God for the revival, thank God for the fire. Because when the fire touched people, demons of lie have to go out. Demon of deception have to go out from people. So that we can be honorable vessel. Amen. We don't want to entertain demons in the church. We don't want to entertain Satan in the church, the father of lie. That is his nature. His nature, he is a liar. When we see demon, when the demon try to come to tell you to lie, you say, shut up and get out of here. We need to do like Jesus. We don't argue with him. We don't discuss with him. We don't ask him question. What do you say again, demon? Can you tell me your opinion? No. You don't ask the opinion. You don't ask the ideas. You say, shut up and get out of here. Because I know that everything that comes from your mouth, Satan, is a lie. Don't listen to the enemy. Listen to only the Holy Spirit. And that's why we need to intercede. I love prayer meeting. This morning I went to the prayer meeting. It's so wonderful. Because in the prayer meeting we can intercede for people. Because right now the whole world, the devil is lying, is bringing deception and lie. The Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 10 to 12. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish. Because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God sent them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. God said that God is sending all the servant of God into the world to preach the gospel and preach the truth. But what happened is a number of people don't want to have the love for the truth, and they listen to the lie of the enemy. And they are not saved. That's why it's so important for all of us to intercede, to pray for our relative, our loved ones, our friend, our nation, our city, our country, our ethnic group, or people of other ethnic group, that God will open their eyes and they will listen to the truth of God and come out from the lie of the enemy. They will love the truth of God. And they will be saved. Amen. How many people promise God that you're going to pray for your unsaved loved ones and for your nation? As God is moving so strong in the end time like this, I believe that we are in the end of the end time. And the Holy Spirit is moving so strong. The spirit of demon also moves so strongly to put lies in the church. And if we want to be honorable people, we need to love the truth. And we need to love to do what is right. How can we stay in the truth? How can we be protected from deception and lies? The answer is humility. We need to be humble people. We don't say we know it all. We don't say that we have arrived. People who are deceived are prideful people. They think that they don't need correction. They don't need other people to teach them. They know it all. They think that they have arrived. My dear brother, sister, I want to encourage all of you to stay humble all the days of your life. You're humble to listen to other people. Humble to listen to the teaching of other people if they teach from the Bible. Because you don't know everything. I am still learning. I'm still studying the Bible every single day. I never went to Bible school, but I studied the Bible all the time. Learning from God's people, learning from other people, learning from the Bible is a lifetime thing. It's not just 4 years Bible school. Amen. We need to humble ourselves to learn. And then we will be saved from deception. We will be protected by God. God wants to help us to come out from deception by sending people to talk to us, sending email. Maybe God help us to listen to some sermon. But if we are prideful and we say, no, no, I don't need this, then you're going to stay in deception forever. God wants to set us free little by little. The lies of the enemy in our stronghold here, in our mindset, will be removed by the Word of God and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. If you want to be honorable people, you need to live in the truth. Many times, we think that lie is okay. Little lies are okay. We can lie to our wife. Oh, honey, I come home late because I have a meeting at my office. But actually, you go out with your friend to drink something. But you lie to your wife. So many Christians think that it's okay to lie to their husband, to lie to their pastors, to lie to the Holy Spirit. That is not honorable. Lie is not good. Some people say, I need to lie because they cannot handle the truth. Can you picture Jesus Christ standing here in this room and speaking lie to you? Lie is not in the dictionary of God. Jesus will never lie. Jesus will never lie to please you. Jesus will never dilute his message and be politically correct to massage the message so that you will be happy. Jesus will never lie in order to please you. Whether you can handle it or not, he's going to speak the truth to you. Amen. That is the way of God. Therefore, if you lie, you are the instrument of the devil. Because the devil wants to deceive people. You are doing the devil's work for him if you lie. How many people make a decision today? Because I want to be honorable vessel of God. I make a decision from today on. I will never lie again. I will never lie. I will never deceive. I will never make wrong impression on people. Amen. If you want to be honorable vessel, make sure you don't lie with your mouth. Because if you lie, what happens? You destroy trust. You become a betrayer. You become a traitor. Every time you lie to your wife, you betray your wife. Every time you lie to your friend in the church, you betray. You become a traitor. You make people lose confidence in your integrity. Matthew chapter 12 verse 34 say, brood of viper, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So the Bible say clearly that there is a connection between your mouth and your heart. How can you tell a person is a good person? How can you tell that a person is an honorable person? By listening to what he says. If he lies, you can tell right away, he's not good inside here. Because the heart will produce what the person says. So if you lie all the time, it means that you have a wrong heart. Let God deal with your heart. Some people grow up in the home or in a society. I remember when I was a young doctor in around 1978 to 1980. A few years of being a doctor without knowing God, I lie to my patient all the time. Because it's okay to lie in my society at that time. It's okay to be tricky. It's okay to be cunning. It's okay to say something, to manipulate people to give you something. But after I come to know God, I begin to realize that it's not honorable to manipulate. It's not honorable to lie. But my society teach me that lying a little bit is okay. But God said, no, it's not okay. Lying a little bit is also sin. Lying a little bit is detestable and abomination to God. We should not lie at all. We should speak the truth in love. Amen. Today's society changed the word sin to the word problem. So if you say, oh, that man have a problem with women and he is in a counseling right now, So when you turn the word sin to the word problem, how do you do it? You try to give counseling. You try to fix the problem. Actually, having sexual immorality and think lustfully about another woman is not a problem. It's a sin. So if we don't change the terminology to problem, how we deal with sin? Repent. Is that right? Don't say, you know, I'm a habitual liar. It's my problem. No, it's not a problem. It's a sin. Habitual liar is a sin. Repent and ask God for forgiveness. Go to people that you lie and say, I'm sorry I lied to you. A few weeks ago, a brother in the church called me up at home and said, I need to talk to you something. And I said, what? He said to me, you know, Pastor, actually I lied to you. What I said that day, I did not mean it. I just want to get away. Get out of the hook. But today I repent and I ask you for forgiveness that I lied to you. That is honorable. That is the good things that God will look and say, good. You speak the truth. You repent of your sin and you admit your fault and confess your sin before the brother that you lied to. Amen. We need to make a decision. The Bible says if you confess your sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us, forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Everyone say, it's not a problem. It's a sin. How you fix sin? Repent and confess and turn around and get it right. Don't try to just fix it. Some people try to fix it by doing this. This is the way people fix the problem. Giving excuses, blaming the pastor, blaming the parents, blaming other people. Oh, this is their problem. That's why I have this problem. I have this problem because their problem. They give excuses. No. No matter what your dad is doing, no matter what your mom is doing, no matter what your pastor is doing, no matter what the government or the Uncle Sam is doing, if you lie and you sin, you fix it yourself, you repent of your sin and don't push the responsibility on other people. Amen. Hallelujah. Speak the truth. Hold on to the truth and repent of your sin. Sometimes people may come and manipulate you like this. Oh, son, maybe your parents are not Christian and come to you and say, can you lie for me a little bit? Go to that place and lie for me so that we will get the benefit. Don't lie for anybody. Don't lie for money. Don't lie for even your friend in the church. You say, I'm sorry, I cannot lie for you. I have to speak the truth. Or if otherwise, I don't say anything. I just keep my mouth shut and don't say anything, but don't tell me to lie for you. Amen. In fact, I give you example. I am selling my house right now in Bellevue. And at one time, the devil talked to me like this. Talked to me and passed it down. Tell the realtor to call all these realtors that come to see my house. This is an example to you. Tell them that somebody is offering my house. When you say like that, you are putting the pressure from the buyer to offer right now so that they can compete one another. And when I heard that voice in my heart, I and Pastor Da look at each other's eyes and say, nope, we are not going to sell our house that way. We're going to be honest people. We are not going to lie to other buyers. We are not going to use our realtor to lie for us. Because we are honorable people. We are the preacher of the gospel. We are not going to be a hypocrite. We preach one thing on Sunday, but behind the scene we're doing another thing. We're going to be speaking the truth in love. Amen. Tell people the truth. That is honorable. The Bible says in Luke chapter 8 verse 15, but on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, bring forth fruit with patience. Everyone say honest and good heart. Jesus was talking about honest and good heart here. God wants us to have honest heart and good heart. God doesn't want us to lie. God loves righteousness. And God hates sin. The fear of the Lord is to hate sin. God loves sinners, but He hates sin. God hates poverty, but He loves the poor. God loves the sick, but He hates sickness. Amen. Do you hate sickness? How many people hate sickness? I hate sickness. I see the sickness as my enemy. Every time I see people sick, I'm so mad at the sickness. I want to lay hand on them and pray. Under a while ago, I was kneeling down to worship God. I feel the throne of God is in front of me right now. I was talking to the Father and said, Father, give me more anointing to bring healing to this generation. Because I'm mad at sickness. I hate sickness, but I love the sick. I hate poverty. Poverty doesn't help people, but I love the poor. And I hate sin, but I love sinners. Amen. If we want to be honorable people, we need to love righteousness and what is right and hate sin or lies. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. An honorable people keeps his word or her word. It's important to be watchful of what you say. You need to keep your word. I want to read a couple of scripture here about being truthful or talking about the word you say. In Mark chapter 11, verse 23, I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, everyone says. It's about talking, is that right? Say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Everyone say heart. Say. Heart. You can see here the connection between the heart and the mouth and the word. But believe that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. You can see the connection between faith and the heart and what the mouth speak. If you lie all the time, you cannot walk by faith. Because in order to walk by faith in the promise of God, you need to make a decision in your heart that you believe in the right thing in the Bible and speak the right thing. But if you believe in a lie and speak lie all the time, you are inviting demons to come into your life. You open the door for destruction to come into your life, sickness and disease and poverty and death into your life. But if you make your heart right, receiving only the word of God, become an honorable vessel and speak the right thing all the time, what can happen? You invite life. You invite power of God. Amen. Look at what the Bible says, that how your mouth can control your whole life. Your mouth can bring victory or can bring defeat. The Bible says in James chapter 3, verses 3 to 6, when we put bits into the mouth of the horse to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take chips as an example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder. Wherever the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire. A world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole person, set the whole course of his life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. God said that your mouth is small, but it can dictate your life. Let me teach you this. Honorable people in this church, honorable vessel in this church, study the Bible, find the truth in the Bible, speak the truth of God through your mouth. Speak with integrity. When you say something, you do it. Amen. When you say something, you do it. And when you speak, you ignite the power of God to come down and make it happen for you. Don't lie. to yourself and don't lie to God. I give you example to be clear. If you find out that you are overweight, in fact, please don't get mad at me because I speak the truth. I just went to a meeting, medical meeting, to protect lawsuit. The malpractice insurance. They set up the meeting every year. Once a year I have to go. And in that meeting they talk about obesity. Talking about people who are overweight. You know, when you have some height, you need to have certain weight. If the height and the weight is out of balance, we call obesity or overweight. And the medical science already proved that if you are overweight, you shall live shorter than normal. For example, if you are in the right weight, you will live maybe 100 years old, until 100 years. But if you're overweight, you may cut down 20 years of your life. And they will follow with many sicknesses like diabetes, joint problem, back problem, knee problem. A lot of problem happen with people overweight. I'm going to teach about this one day. I'm going to come up with a series. How to have victory for your physical body. Everyone need to listen. And for example, if you say, I am too overweight, I need to cut down my weight. And you look in the Bible and say, I need to be self-controlled. I promise God that 1 month from now, from today on for 1 month, I'm not going to eat pies. I'm not going to drink Coke. I'm going to cut down the amount of food to get my weight down. You promise God for 1 month. And if you don't do it, you break your promise. You are not having integrity. Then you will lose the battle. When you say something, you promise God something. I need to keep the promise that I make with God. Amen? So if you promise God certain issues, like how you spend money, if you promise God that from now on, I will keep promise. I will not overspend. I will not overspend. You keep your word with God. And the Holy Spirit will come and help you to do it. He will speak to you and help you. But you need to keep your word. You need to speak it and have integrity of what you say. Amen. Look at what the Bible say about honorable people, about your word and integrity. In Psalm chapter 15, verses 1 to 5. Lord, who may dwell in your sanctuary, who may live on your holy hill. What does it mean here? Dwell in your sanctuary, live in the holy hill. Mean everywhere you go, you'll have the presence of God with you. You are living in the holy of holies. The presence of God is strong upon your life. How many people want to walk around like Jesus with the presence of God everywhere? Amen. This is the principle God gives you. He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart. Wow, the Bible is so straightforward. And has no slander on his tongue, who does his neighbor no wrong and casts no slur on his fellow man. Who despises a wise man, but honors those who fear the Lord. Who keeps his oath, even when it hurts. Everyone say, even when it hurts. Keep your word. Integrity. Amen. Who lends his money without usury, and does not accept a bribe against the innocent. He who does this thing will never be shaken. God said that those who keep your word, even though it hurts, even it costs something, God will be with that person, and God considers that person honorable vessel of God. Keep your words. Everyone say, keep my words. Honor the things of God. When you tell somebody that you're going to go and help to fix the computer, even though you have to pay the gasoline, even though you may have to lose your sleep to go and fix the computer, do it. If you promise the church, I'm going to be an usher, but you never show up, you don't keep your word. You say to the pastor, Pastor, I want to serve God. Help me get involved. I can open my home to be a care group meeting. But you never open your home. You are not honorable people. If you promise that you're going to help to be in the worship team, but something happened to you, you cannot show up, what should you do? Emergency situation happened. You call the worship leader. You call the worship director and say, I'm sorry, I cannot make it. You keep your word. Amen. Nowadays, we are in the society that train people this way. If you cannot pay bill, just file bankruptcy. That is dishonorable. That is cheating. That is not keeping your oath and your word. The society teaches you this way. Borrow as much as you can. Keep borrowing it. The more you borrow, the good things to you, you can buy a lot of stuff. And one day just file bankruptcy and you don't pay the bill. That is not honorable. I know this is strong sermon. This is what the world teaches us. Look at the Bible say here about keeping your word. When I say keeping your word, when I walk out on the aisle with my wife, pam, 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 pam. Yes, I do. You are my wife. I will be faithful to you. I will have no other woman until the day God take me to heaven. I keep my word. I will never cheat my wife. When we're talking about keeping your word, you say, Pastor, I'm going to come and help you to do something. You keep your word. You say, I'm going to invite you for dinner. You keep your word. Do it. You promise God that from now on, you're going to pay 10% to the church. Do it. Keep your word. Don't cheat. Don't change your mind last minute. Amen. And if you say, honey, you say to somebody in the church, really, I'm in financial trouble. I need your help. I cannot pay bill this month. I want to borrow money from you. I will pay you back in 3 to 5 months. I'm going to pay you $20 a month or $50 a month. Keep your word, even though it costs, even though it hurts. Don't cheat. Maybe you think that guy is rich. Maybe you go and borrow money from Victor Law. He's rich. He's an engineer. He has a lot of saving in his account. You say, Victor, can I have $1,000? You get it. And you say, he's rich. He doesn't need this money. I'm not going to pay him back. He will not get mad at me. He's a gracious person. He will always forgive me. He doesn't need this money. Yeah, it's true. He doesn't need that money. But it's your soul that is being destroyed by your unfaithfulness. It's your soul that is destroyed because you don't keep your word. Pay back your debt, please. Don't cheat. Even though the person who borrowed your money is richer than you, that is not the issue. The issue is your soul, your spirit. I'm going to read the scripture to you. Psalm 37 verse 21. The wicked, I hope you don't want to be labeled wicked. The wicked borrow and do not repay. But the righteous give generously. Pay your debt. Proverbs chapter 22 verse 7. The rich rules over the poor and the borrower is servant to the lender. If you borrow money, you become a servant of the lender. That's why I don't want to be in debt. That's why I pay my credit card off. I try to pay my mortgage off. I don't want to be a servant of any banker. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 25. It is a trap for a man to dedicate something. Yes, yes, I'm going to do something. I dedicate something. Rashly, you say it with your mouth, rashly you're going to do something. Only later to consider his vows. In other words, he changed his mind and say, I'm not going to do it. Everyone say integrity. If you don't keep your word, you say you're going to help people, you don't, you are not honorable people. How many people want to improve your life in this area. You keep your word. You don't lie. You watch your mouth and do what you say. If you are not sure you're going to do it, don't say it. Amen. If you are not sure you can do it, don't say it. Don't promise. Just keep your mouth shut and don't say anything. How many people admit that we have made mistake of lying and saying something, promise something, and we don't do it? I raise my hand too. I have done that mistake. I have sinned against God in this area. But can we improve in this area? Can we change and from now on watch our mouth, what we say? Amen. We're going to change. Speaking only the truth. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you help us. You teach us. You educate us how to be honorable like you. You are an honorable God. You never make mistake. You keep your words. You are full of faithfulness and integrity. Lord, we want to become more like you. Help us, Lord, protect us from the lie of the enemy, from the lying wonders. But we are not seeking signs and wonders, but we're seeking God. Father, help us. We realize, Lord, that lying is not a cute thing to do. We will teach our children, Father, do not lie. Do not cheat. Keep your word. Help the parents in this church to inject and to impart and to educate their children not to lie, but be honest and truthful to what they say, Father. Help us to train the next generation to be like that, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's give the mighty hand of praises to the Lord. Amen.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.